I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
Welcome to Rich Text, a podcast about our cultural obsessions, like our favorite Bravo shows.
If you're listening today, you're already a subscriber to our audio and written newsletter, Rich Text, on Patreon now. Thank you, as always, for being here. You quite literally make our work possible.
We're here today because we wanted to catch up on Summer House. We wanted to catch up on In the City. Maybe we'll even touch on The Valley. I don't know. There's just a lot of Bravo piling up midweek now, and we just got to cram it all in as quickly as we can.
But the main event really is, of course, Summer House, because we are in the midst of the Summer House three-part reunion. And I really was like, I don't know, it's three parts. Are we going to take a little dip and be a little more boring in this section? No, certainly not. I was fucking riveted. And yes, we did both watch this episode twice.
It had to be done. Once just to let it wash over me, and then once to take detailed notes, obviously.
Exactly.
I feel like I didn't take enough notes for part one, and I really regretted that. And I was like, this time, I'm not going to stint on the notes. So let's dive in, because there's a lot to cover. I watched the uncensored version, of course, and it was a full hour without ads. So a lot of content. And we're already in the midst of this contentious discussion of the West and Amanda scandal.
And West and Amanda are continuing their signature vibes for the reunion, which for Amanda is like oscillating between being combative and annoyed and being like white woman fragile.
I feel like you're leaving out vacant, which is also
also vacant. So I guess she has three modes. Has vacant and mostly vacant.
Mostly vacant.
And then occasionally he gets a burst of energy to be defiant about like the completely wrong things.
Yes, 100%. He speaks only when spoken to. Like, and sometimes not even then, but that's, he sort of sits there like an Amazon Alexa, sort of blank behind the eyes until he hears his trigger word, which is his name spoken by Andy Cohen. And then he sort of turns on and he knows he has to like provide some sort of verbal response that
sometimes
approximates
he'll turn
meaning.
On after like Lindsay, Carl, Sierra and Kyle all yell at him by name.
Right. If it becomes really clear that they're actually trying to get him to speak, he will eventually speak. But most of the time, he's just sitting there, like, sucking up energy and giving nothing. I kind of have been going back and forth on my feelings about especially the Amanda situation, because she does seem so deeply unwell and not present in a way that makes me think of how Raquel had to go into treatment after the Scandoval reunion. And I just don't think that anyone should be psychologically flayed in public to the point that they have to enter treatment, even if they did something really awful in the context of a reality show. But at the same time, she does like tune in enough to make it clear that she does not feel bad about the things she should feel bad about.
That's the thing.
Like, she's not suffering because she's like, I did a horrible thing and I feel so awful. She's suffering because she's like, I don't understand why everyone's mad at me.
And she's annoyed by it. She's annoyed by it. And it feels like she wants to get out of taking the feedback. And I agree that no human is built for the level of feedback that, for example, the internet gives. But you need to be able to take feedback from the people who are actually in your life, who are your fellow cast members. You need to be able to answer Andy Cohen's questions. Like, that is simply part of your job. And if Amanda is not equipped to do this part of the job, then she should not be on reality TV and be reaping those financial benefits.
Yeah, that is kind of the job. And that is one of the sources of tension in this installment of the reunion. So at the beginning, we see Lindsay get a little space to talk about how, even though she's really angry and feels bamboozled by Amanda. They did get really close recently, and she does feel protective. She worries that West is going to turn on her. And West tries to sort of defend his honesty. He's like, this wasn't a secret. Like, my past with Miha has been public. Like, my past with other women is public. I'm not, like, hiding anything. And Lindsay's like, West, you're a pathy. We believe nothing.
She's speaking to him in his language. She really is, like, aping all of the creators on Instagram and TikTok who keep being like, this is my impression of West. And then they just add E to, like, every
and, like,
word.
Chew on a nail yeah. with their molars. I love a good West impression.
It's so good. And Lindsay is a star. Lindsay just has a line and she zings it.
Yeah. It lands. It always lands. At this point, Amanda is silently weeping and needs a tissue. I think that this is actually, like, when it's more directed at Amanda's bad behavior, like, what, look what you did to Sierra, look what you did to Kyle, then she's very defiant and mm-hmm. irritated and lashes back out and is like, well, I had feelings. What really bothers her deeply to her core is the idea that Wes does not love and value her enough for the sacrifices she has made. And when they start pressing on that, she
crumbles.
She crumbles like a wet Kleenex, like the one that she is clutching in her hand.
Yeah, the idea that she is weak and just folding herself into the life of another man who will view her as expendable, that is what hits her at her core.
It could not be more clear that in her mind, everyone is being really unfair because this is her rom-com. And yes, people were hurt. People feel betrayed. But does any of that really matter when it comes to this life-altering love?
She has the feelings.
Right. Isn't her great love story ultimately more important than Sierra's feelings about their friendship or about some situationship she had a couple years ago, which is what some people like to describe Sierra's connection with Wes as being? Like, that's her narrative. So she can be defiant and try to defend pursuing that connection. When they tell her that connection is not real and it's not worth anything, you can tell it really is like making her fall apart. She's staked everything on this.
Oh, yeah. She's very destabilized by it. And we see this come up also in her backstage conversations with West over the course of this episode. Yeah.
I will say West does not seem as invested in this.
No. To say the least.
He doesn't seem very invested in anything, but especially not that. So then KJ speaks up and tells Wes that he kind of sees his father in Wes' behavior. He says his dad was this habitual womanizer and liar, and he saw how it really destroyed his mom, and he and his dad became estranged, and he's like, that's kind of what I see in your behavior and your dishonesty. And he also brings up the conversation they had over the summer about race and the way that Sierra experiences hate because she dates white men on the show. And there is this sense that, and Sierra speaks about this too, that like some of the people in the cast, specifically Wes and Amanda, acted like they were really taking this on, but they were not really listening and internalizing what Sierra said.
Yeah. And Andy Cohen even brings this up. He's like, both Wes and Amanda said that they saw and they heard you mm-hmm. after this conversation. Do you believe that was sincere? And she says, like, no, I feel like they were using buzzwords. She's like, at the time, I believed that.
Right.
But now looking back, it doesn't feel sincere, which, like, of course it does not.
Yeah. And it, like,
because how can someone see you and hear you and then treat you in such a disposable and disrespectful way?
That's almost been the most frustrating thing about watching some of these scenes is that, like, West will just be like, I see you. I care about you. I want you to be my friend. And I think a lot of people watching are like, Sierra, no, protect yourself from someone who is doing nothing except just saying that. Like, what has he done to show that he sees you? What has he done to show that he, like, cares about being your friend genuinely? Like, it's so easy for Wes to sit there and be like, I really see you now. Okay, well, what's he going to do about it? fucking nothing. Right. Immediately start complaining about you behind your back and then hook up with your best friend. Like,